Do you know any stories about Zoroaster?
Pardon?
Do you know any stories about Zoroaster? We know almost nothing about him.
We also know nothing about it because it was said that when the libraries were ransacked, you see, all those ancient books and everything got burned.
You have the Avesta.
We do have the Avesta, but it's nothing to us. All that we know, the whole thing, succinctly put, is good thoughts, good words, and good deeds. That comes down after 10,000 years also. These three things that he has said continue to live. The rest, of course, he wants us. The translations have been made in English and as well as even in our vernacular, local languages and all that. It is there.
There are a few poems called the Gathas.
They are the sayings
of the Avesta.
Yeah. Why they are known as the core? Gathas are the just like sayings of Mehr Baba, his words. So right. Gathas are there. Avastas are our adoration and our prayers and our glorification and exaltations like that. Mm-hmm. But Gathas are his words. They are there, they come. It all just revolves around leading a pure life, be honest, be good to your neighbors, and this and that.
Do you have any legends about Zoroaster's life at all?
Yeah, the legend is that one that I remember. It fascinates me. That's why I remember from my childhood days. There were quite a few, but this particular thing that I remember is, because as a child it was fascinating. Zoroastrianism spread far and wide, because the one who spread was, I forget the name of the king also, who was there, who was the ruler over Persia, Iran. So the legend is
Darius.
Darius.
It was Darius.
Darius? Maybe. Forget now. So the legend is this, that he loved his horses, just like they love the horses and all that. And he had one special horse. Unfortunately, he got sick, and nobody could have any cure for him or any of his sort. So his sickness was that all his legs, do you have such sickness in the horses that all they draw their legs there and they can't stand up and all that?
Yes, very common.
Common?
Yes.
What was that?
Called laminitis.
Oh, I see.
Laminitis was in English.
So what happened, all the fours and the hind legs, they are held like that and they can't even stand, they can't move or anything of sort. Of course, doctors are called and there were physicians and all that at that time, whatever the medicines, whether they were used or given, anything, nothing could cure. Then naturally there were the magicians there. They were asked to cast their spells or drive the spirit out or whatever they felt, nothing of that. So there was one person in the palace, an ordinary slave, knowing fully well the king was very sad about it because that was his favorite steed and all that. So then what happened was that this slave emboldened himself and naturally passed word around that there is one person, one solitary person who can bring back this favorite horse to life. Who is that? They asked. So the one who has been cast into prison. Zoroaster was imprisoned because at that time idol worship was going on, it was rampant. And he was much against idol worship, as usual, with every advent. So he was cast in the prison. There were favorite gods, you see, and he tried to blaspheme them. So he was cast in prison, so that's how the news reached the king, the emperor at that time. So the slave was summoned. He says, can you recognize the man in the prison? He said, yes, sir, I can, because or very often I have to go to the prison, I see him, I have to serve food to him and all that. He says, I command you to get him out and bring him in my presence. Zoroaster is brought with, and then Zoroaster comes and stands. I have heard that you have summoned me, sir. He says, yeah, I hear that you are the only one who can cure my horse. So, yeah, I've been hearing all this, and yeah, I'm quite capable of doing that. So, will you do it? So, on condition. What is the condition? So, for each leg, I will have a condition. Means each leg to be made free. First of all, with the first leg, if you sincerely and honestly resolve to embrace the faith that I bring on this earth, then immediately the leg would be free. So the king, of course, honestly and sincerely, because he loved the horse very much. So just because, what an excuse to bring faith. Yeah. So he...
But it was love. Huh? It was love.
That was love, again, the love, yeah. So he confessed, be it so. Immediately the leg stretched out. Then your queen should be there, and your household, means the princesses and the princes should be there. And so that's how it is. So immediately they were called, and they also resolved, and they confirmed their embracing the faith that he is bringing of one God on earth. Then the third is, you make a resolve that this faith should be spread far and wide, because you are the emperor, you are the authority. And that you take upon yourself to do that. Third leg comes out. And the fourth now, the fourth is simple, that those who were responsible for inciting you to, that I am the one who is against idol worship, I am the one who did this, and many allegations were, he was charged for, besides destroying the idols, many allegations were charging. Believe that I have pardoned them. If you believe honestly that the ones who have worked against me and have been the cause of my imprisonment, believe that I have pardoned them much before this. So you have to believe that I can pardon that. I have pardoned. Of course, but what you say is so true. I believe that you have pardoned them. This is the fourth leg also. The horse neighs and stands up again. So that's how the legend is. I love that. Yeah. The imagination of a child. But it is, some such thing has happened. That's the reason why Zoroastrianism spread far and wide, like wildfire, because of his authority, the king's authority. This, I don't know. Really speaking, I was born as a Zoroastrian, I was bred as a Zoroastrian, but from the time that I joined the school, that Roman Catholic school, my heart turned towards Jesus. That's all.
I just saw a picture of you with a devotee's robe and your head shaved when you were in school.
Those were fancies.
Yeah.
Adolescence.